I don't want to put too much on it, you know, about it being Peyton. Every time I step on the field, it doesn't matter who we're playing, I want to get an interception. This week would be no different. Would it be great to intercept Peyton? No question about it. But this is about wins and losses, so it's more important for us to get the win. You know, Jack's talked about us winning the division, you know, since he came here. And that's what our mission is to try to win the division. And so this is going to be a tough division matchup for us, and we want to get the win.
Charles, you guys added Alden Smith to the mix about a month ago, and he didn't have any training camp. And now, you know, his first four games have been almost his training camp, and he's starting to round into shape, it looks like. What can he do for you as he starts to gain speed? And...
Like I said, when he first got here, he's a game changer. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like you said, this is his first 4 weeks, and he's been – you know, he's thrown into the fire, you know, really. And, you know, we just expect him to continue to get better, you know, as the season goes along. And he will do that. We expect him to get to the passer. And, you know, he's been great at that over his career. And it'll, you know, throughout the rest of this season, man, that's what's going to be most important is us on defense being able to get to the quarterback, get him off the spot, you know, make him put the ball in the air when he doesn't want to. And you know, Alden, along with everyone else on the D-line, you know, they'll play their part in making that happen.
Khalil Mack was saying that your work ethic and the fact that you don't give up on plays despite the quarter is pretty contagious for the young guys. Is that what you're trying to show them as a veteran football player? Or?
I mean, no doubt about it. If you want to be a champion, you know, if anybody on this team, any other team for that matter, if you want to be a champion, then you got to play like a champion on every play. And that's the way I've always played the game, you know, from when I was a kid. You know, it didn't matter, you know, if you were up or down in the game, how it was going, how you felt, you know, you played until the end. And, you know, that's just an example that I do try to provide for the guys on the team, you know, especially the younger guys, because I am, you know, 39 years old. I think they all look at it as if, you know, it'd be easy for me to, you know, take a play off or, you know, take a day off or whatever, but that's not what I'm about. And so, you know, I try to show those guys the same thing.
What was the message when you first arrived here with the Raiders that those veteran players showed you the type of player to be?
Yeah, I had some great great examples. Tim Brown, the late Eric Turner, you know, who was one of my best friends on the team. Eric Allen, all of those guys were the same way. And I was young. And I'm like a lot of the guys on the team now. So, yeah, I didn't listen to everything they were saying. You know, you watched them, you know, but I was young. You know, I was trying to come in and do my thing. You know, and play the way I wanted to play and have fun, you know, off the field and all of those different things. So, you know, these guys go through the same thing. You know, they'll watch me, I watch them, and I try to give them, you know, as much wisdom as I can along the way.
How's Peyton changed over the years?
I don't think he's changed much. I mean, he's still doing the same things. You know, watching him on film, you know, he's still, you know, getting the ball out of his hands fairly well. He's still, you know, reading defenses as good as any quarterback in the game. He has some great weapons around him. You know, he's getting the ball, you know. So, I mean, really, you know, hasn't changed too much at all.
Charles, when you were coming out of college, if someone had said to you, what are you going to be doing when you're 39, what would you have said?
You know, I don't think I would have said I'd still be playing football. I don't know what I'd be doing, but I never looked that far into the future to say that I'd play, you know, past 10 years. You know, so to be at 18, man, it's amazing even to me, you know, to be here talking to you guys in the locker room and, you know, getting ready to prepare for another game, man. So it's I think about it more and more because I hear about it all the time, but it's pretty crazy to be here at 18 years.
All right, guys.